Well, things certainly have taken an odd turn. This is not how I expected my shift to go today. One moment we're having lunch as always, and the next, we're tracking down some woman who may have some idea as to where in the void my sister is. I'm glad my friends are getting so excited about all this. I'm hoping we're able to find this person as quickly as possible, then get going. I'm not really sure how much time we actually have. This is Red Moon Roleplaying. I smile at Mira, happily thinking that I'm really glad she didn't have to break down a door, because I don't want to go that far just yet, and I open the door.
And you see, standing in the back of the room, it's not a very big room, maybe a few meters in diameter, is the woman who fits the description that you have, the picture that you have. She's holding a pistol pointed directly at the door.
I raise my hands, saying, okay, cool, you got us, that's fine. Can we come in? It's better to do the talking in the room.
Who are you?
I'm the guy you gave were delivering a message for.
Oh, Brian, right?
Yeah, that's right, Brian, yeah.
She lowers the pistol. Come in.
Great, I look to the other two, like, let's get inside, close the door.
Yeah, we do. We just follow.
I close the door and kind of stand and just inside the door, not trying to block the passageway out.
She sets the pistol down on a table beside the bed, and she sort of collapses down onto the bed, sitting, but just, she was obviously terrified.
You okay? What's going on?
There's people looking for me. I thought you were them.
No, we're not, but unfortunately, I think...
Yeah, it's I. Sorry about that.
She looks down. No, I don't know how I'm going to get out of here. I don't know what to do.
Well, wait, hang on, let's... Shit.
Why are you here?
Did you see what the message said?
I saw her recorded, yes. I was with her.
You were with my sister?
Yes.
Well, where is she? What's going on?
It's a long story. But, We knew each other. We met. During orientation for the job. I was on the Janus with her. Please, have a seat. Or something. I don't know. You don't have anything to drink, do you?
Unfortunately, I don't. I look to the other two.
Nah.
I could really use a drink. Aviva and I, we met during orientation for the job. She's brilliant. Your sister is absolutely brilliant. It was all very hush-hush, and most of the people on the Janus, the ship, they stuck to themselves, but we kind of found each other amongst it all. It wasn't until we were under thrust that Aviv discovered what they were actually doing. She's about some science stuff. I didn't really understand it all, but suffice it to say, it's illegal and terrible that they're experimenting on people.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? That's all great, but... not great, actually, but... what happened? Why are you now here, and she's not?
Well, I was an engineer on the ship, and... low level, nothing big, but... Once she figured out what was going on, we decided to try and get away. We came up with a plan. I managed to arrange for a minor reactor leak. Nothing too dangerous, just enough so the ship would have to stop somewhere and repair. Our plan was then... I also managed to get hold of a couple vac suits, and our plan was to get off the ship and hopefully get onto the station. And I stashed them near an airlock that isn't... after the ship, I... Everything went exactly as planned. The reactor leak. We docked at a mining outpost, 253 Matilda. We made our way to the airlock, and we weren't discovered, and the security noticed us. But when we were doing final checks on the vac suits, there was a fault with the Vives. The oxygen pump was faulty. At this point, she just starts tearing up.
I sigh. I'm very sympathetic to this. I wasn't expecting this woman to have actually met my sister, never mind being a close friend. And I look to the others and I just say, it's okay. Take your time.
I tried to insist that Aviv take mine. I'm sorry. She refused. Then it was right there on the airlock. She made that recording that I left for you, and she practically pushed me out the airlock. I managed to get aboard the station before my oxygen ran out and hitched a ride here to Ceres as fast as I could.
And she's still on the ship?
Yes. They noticed I went missing, though. They were looking for me on Matilda. And I suspected they followed me here. Can you save her? Do you think you can save her? I know the flight path of the Janus. It's not going fast. It's just going to the far end of the belt. If at a hard burn, we could probably catch up. I don't know what we could do, but something, anything. We have to save her.
Well, I agree. Only issue is having a ship we can use.
Don't have a ship?
I pause as I look to the other two.
I mean, it's not our ship, isn't it? We only work on it, but...
You work for, the company you work for, you don't own the ships. They do, Pope Sanchez Shipping. It's basically like FedEx or UPS or something. They do go in for repairs at time. If you knew someone with the proper hacking skills, you might be able to show a ship in for repairs for a limited period of time.
Racco, I think, would know immediately as I give her a look that she knows I want to ask something, but I'm not going to ask it, and I'm feeling very bad about even asking it, and even thinking it, and you do see my hand is sort of shaking a little as well. I'm clearly very nervous.
Don't the company have some ships that we can... that need repairs that we can borrow?
We could borrow a ship, sure, but I can't... Oh, and I can't ask you to do this. It's not good.
Sure you can.
If I make the repairs on a ship that has been broken down, we have to try to take it for a test drive, to make sure it works properly.
Can I ask a question? When it comes to, for example, slingshot pod racing stuff, what do I use then? Do I rent the ship? Because I don't have my own.
It's not really your ship. You'll usually have a sponsor who, lets you use the ship and then gets, part most of the winnings, actually.
Well, of course, I know a guy who knows a guy, but I don't think we want to go there.
You could do that as well. You could conceivably see about borrowing one from the Golden Bough. It wouldn't be cheap.
You see me stand up and go, no, we could say, somehow get onto a repair job and I could get past the security and then we could borrow, just borrow, and if we can make the story stick, then we go, use it, come back. It's not like we'd have stolen the ship, because we'd be giving it back, and it could work, maybe.
Yeah.
So, stealing a ship.
Nah.
We're not stealing, we're borrowing. Borrowing, for a temporary basis.
We are totally stealing it. It will be fun, Sasuke.
You will get us for Lota. I mean, we will lose our jobs for this.
Not if it all goes well.
Okay.
Racco, if you don't want to be involved, you don't have to be involved. I can't ask this of you if you don't want it.
No, of course I do. I just think we should consider doing this in a way that won't make us penniless.
Well, as I was saying, Brett does part of what he does is maintain databases and things like that for BSS. So he could make it look like the ship is in for repairs. He'd have to hack into the systems a little bit. It wouldn't be too hard for him, though, because, well, it's his job.
Okay, but if you think you can do it, then you should, and I will fly the ship.
Thank you. Okay.
But if we get caught, I will totally rat you out.
That's... I couldn't ask you to do anything else. Okay, I look to Kanika. Right, Kanika, okay. We can get you a ship. If you can give us the flight path, we can all go. We can go on this ship. And then let's plan that part when we've got that far. Nah, we need to get you out of this building.
So, to pick up, you're trying to figure out how to get out of here because you've got two guys watching the entrance to the flophouse.
So, how about you go talk to them, cousin, and make them look the other way, and Brett and me can sneak her out.
You want me to use my talents?
Or I can go talk to them, and you can bail me out of jail later.
Okay, I will use my talents.
Yeah, they're definitely not station security. They're not OPA. They look like Earthers.
Yeah, totally. It was the haircuts. I smile like this is something that I look forward to. And then I think, what are we wearing?
Frankly, most people on stations generally wear, you know, more or less jumpsuits. You know, nothing particularly fancy. You came straight here from the club, and you knew you were going to a club, so you're probably dressed up a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm not wearing anything fancy, but I'm like, I button up a bit, and like roll up the sleeves so you can see my nice tattoos, and then I like put my hair up, and then from like a breast pocket or something, I take out a lip gloss or something that just puts something on so you look a little nicer, and then I kind of, like, if there's a drag string in my jumpsuit, I kind of pulse it so I get a bit of more of a, like, a waist. And then I look at the others, it's like, huh?
You look good. Okay, Kanika, are you okay with this? While she's distracting, you stay with us and we just keep moving. Whatever happens, we just keep moving.
All right. we can give it a shot.
Cool.
Okay, so my plan is to swagger out there and ask, do we smoke?
Not on a station, no. I mean, there's probably vaping, but not actual smoking, because fire is a bad thing where you have pumped in oxygen.
Yeah, I kind of put the swagger on, like I'm a little drunk as well, or have taken something funny. And so I go before them, and I kind of swagger out a bit to the two men, and leans over the table, still a bit, like I'm a bit intoxicated. You got anything to drink here? I'm out. Hi, I'm Rocco. And then I just put my hand out to any one of them.
Neither of them return the gesture. They don't offer their hands. And they're just kind of looking at you, like, please, just move along. We're not looking for anything right now.
So when I don't get any like friendly response, I go for plan B, which is being a total klutz and create some chaos. So I lean on that table, and then I lean a little too much, so the table kind of falls over. I don't know if they have do they have drinks or something?
Yeah, they have drinks and sort of half finished plates of kibble.
Yeah, so then I kind of leans over, topples over like I'm drunk, and then like spills the drinks and the food in their laps.
Okay.
And also the topple over the table, and then I'm like, whoa, oops, sorry. trying to create as much of chaos as possible with like fluids and food everywhere.
Sure. We'll get, just give me a straight up dexterity test then.
I take it that's our cue as well.
Oh yes, yes.
I get the 17.
So food, drinks go flying, both drinks manage to land on both of... Did you get doubles as well? Just curious?
No, no doubles.
Okay, no, fine, that's fine. Still, with the 17, you do exactly what you want. And they're like, ah, they jump up and they're flailing around. And the three of you, including Kanika, go try to scurry out as that happens.
Yeah, I also try to pat them down with some kind of rag or... paper towel or something, where I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm super drunk, my boyfriend broke up with me and everything's horrible, and I'm like patting them down and like creating more chaos while trying to seem like I'm helping.
And yeah, while when we make our move, it's very much just like, you know, we don't want to draw too much attention. We just start walking out with me on one side and I think Amira on the other side of Kanika, so we're both covering her a little.
I actually fall back after a while, just so make sure that my cousin's doing all right.
Okay, each of you give me a dexterity test.
I roll 19.
I freaking roll 13.
I roll a 14.
Plenty good. Yeah, well, you managed to shield Kanika while they're all distracted with the falling tables. Raku, the guy you're patting down, like get off of me, and he like starts trying to push you away physically, which he is, you know, very strong compared to you.
Yeah, but I'm so sorry. I'm such a mess. I'm gonna. I can pay for the food and. Here, take this towel and...
Just get out of here, you filthy belter rat! Get out of here!
Yeah. I'm just gonna... And then I, like, turn around and in that movement, like, see if I can knock him over a bit or make him loose. Like, not hurt him at all, but, like, just make him move and focus on me instead of the others.
Oh, you were he. You have got him well focused. they're completely focused. But yeah, you sort of trip him a bit. At that point, he actually tries to shove you. He tries to shove you to the ground.
Yeah, and if I can, I just want to like move back in that shove so I don't get pushed down.
So go ahead and give me a dexterity roll.
I got a double. My total is 15, and then I got double threes.
How do you want this to end? What do you want to have happen to him?
Yeah, I think what I want to do is kind of waltz back when he tries to shove me, and then I'm gonna say something outrageous in Belter and kind of make a little scene there, so he still has to focus on me, and then kind of skedaddle.
And I will say with the stunt points, you can actually cause you sort of waltz back, causing him to trip over one of the table legs.
Is there any other people there?
There's a few people on the street, as it were, but you know, who are just sort of turning and looking at this point. And of course, there's the other guy, but you know, he's focused on the two of you.
And so then I will try to kind of get their attention and be like, look at this. There's a wall. I tried to shove me and blah blah blah. He's also create some commotion so they get more attention, and then in that commotion, I kind of want to slip out.
Well, what the heck? Give me a persuasion test then too.
Okay, so I rolled 7, so plus 6 is 13 then, and then I got a double 3.
They end up getting mobbed. Basically, there's a group of drunk belter guys who are out partying, and they see these two earthers roughing up this young belter woman. They get very incensed. They go, "What are you doing? What are you doing, Koya?" And next thing you know, there's a full scale brawl.
And Maya, I go like, "My work here is done," and then I can just. Pivots a bit like a pirouette and goes after the other ones.
and you are gone, and all of you are out of there without ever drawing a weapon.
Racco, what can I say? That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. This is what I do.
All right, so picking up again, you make your way out of the lower levels of Ceres. Are you just going straight to the PSS office to try to hack in there and find a ship?
Yep, I feel time is of the essence, so I'm very much eager to get there now, get in the system now, and hopefully get this all done quickly, because I have no idea how long my sister has.
Yeah, as soon as I catch up with you, I have this ridiculous grin on my face. I'm so pleased with myself. I'm like, who's the man? Just give it to me. Just give it to me.
Yeah, I guess you'd be the man in this case.
That was a work of art.
You should get into theaters, yes.
Do you know, did you see those Amalas? They were like, they got beaten up.
Can't say I feel sorry for him.
I love the Belters. They always stick up for each other.
Yes, that we do. That was we do. But that was great. Let's do some crime. I wink at you, Brian. And I kind of give my cousin a little side bump with my elbow.
All right, off to do crime. You're all familiar with the PSS offices. Brett spends more time there than anyone else. It's actually in the better part of Ceres, where there are actually plants growing. Things are routinely maintained. It's kept bright, and it has a lot of artificial light that replicates sunlight, which is actually a little weird to the Belters. Though, with the OPA taking over recently, it's kind of changed. There, in these areas that Star Helix once, you know, watched over like watchdogs and kept very safe, there are now like OPA sigils spray painted on areas of the once pristine walls. That there are still sections where it was spray painted "Remember the Cant" from the Canterbury, and various and even images of the famous James Holden painted on the walls in various areas. But you get to the offices. It's bright and airy. They're glass fronted. Are all three of you going in, or?
I feel at this point I'd suggest that maybe it's best I go in myself, just so it doesn't look too suspicious.
I think I just, you know, hang about where the ships are and talk to some of the mechanics, just trying to, you know, not draw any further attention to what he's doing.
All right. So you go in, security looks at you a little funny, you know, like, what? You're not on shift, what's going on?
Oh, hey, little server problem on server 52. I've just got to come in and quickly, you know, do a quick debug on the, you know, general server. That sort of thing. Won't take long.
Yeah, for the heck of it, give me a communication test, which you have no bonus to, but I'm giving you a +2 because you're doing tech talk. And you're familiar with that.
Yeah. So that's 9, but I'm willing to spend a little fortune if that's not good enough.
A 9 will actually do it. It's not that hard to talk. I mean, you work here. Yeah. So that will actually get you in. It was an easy test. And you go to your station, log in, begin hacking into looking for a suitable ship. You find one that actually just completed repairs, which would probably be a good one, which you could extend the period to make it look like it's still being repaired.
Yeah, that's a good idea, and that's not too hard to do. I'm a little nervous at first, but then when I actually start accessing, you know, a few things I shouldn't, there's a little bit of actual excitement. After all, I haven't really done anything exciting. Well, other than living the life out here, the actual work has been dull as hell. I was gonna be, you know, I was gonna be involved in big things. But yeah, this actually feels a little bit of a challenge again. It feels good.
Pretty much a straight-up target number 15 intelligence technology test. get to add your intelligence, and you have a plus 2 as well, so plus 6 total to whatever you roll.
So currently on 13, but I did roll a double.
The double does nothing unless it's actually a success.
Oh, right, okay. In that case, can I spend 2 fortune to...
You sure can. And you're stressed there for a little bit. Things are not looking good. You think you're about... You thought you raised an alarm, but you managed to bypass that. So between your stunt and your hacking, I will say that you're basically able to check it out for an indefinite period. You know, like, at the within 6 months, it'll automatically flag if it's not, you know, if the system doesn't show where it is. But you actually have about 6 months before you have to get that ship back.
Excellent. And I finish that up, and I just sort of stand up, nod to myself, and walk out calm and actually quite happy that I managed to do it. I do have a little moment of morality where I do worry about the whole stealing a ship thing, but then again, authority sometimes, you know, is great and all, the law, but there's times where it fails people, and we're doing something good, so fuck 'em.
All right, you hook up with the rest of your crew now, officially.
Guys, we're good. I've got us a ship on a good schedule. 6 months, at least, we've got a ship in repairs. No one's going to be looking for it. So if we do this nice and quick, we got ourselves a ship. Of course, you're going to need to fly it, Rocco.
Yeah, no problem. But how do we explain that we are missing? How long do you think this will take? If I'm missing more than 3 days, they will start asking questions.
Just fly it fast enough.
You're likely to be gone for a few weeks, at least.
So do we call in sick?
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just hope that someone don't check up on us or anything. They do that sometimes.
I'm sure you two can handle it. Sorry, Kanika, I just realized, like, are you a scientist as well?
No, I'm an engineer.
Okay, you wouldn't know anything. Never mind.
Sorry. That's why I don't really know a whole lot about what is going on there. She tried to explain some of what they were doing. Something about space travel and extending life expectancy or something. I don't know.
Well, Amira, maybe you can figure something out. Your buddies maybe can buy you a pass or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be reasonable to kind of... And I'm just figuring it would be like serious business to bug out from a job. Like, what is reasonable?
Your best bet would probably be to put in some kind of emergency, like you need to go to Tycho or something for family or something, because space travel does take time. So in the Expanse universe, I would have to expect that, you know, extended leave like that isn't... it's not common, but it's something that's going to happen occasionally. Now, you are probably putting your job at risk, you know, that there is some chance that, you know, if you're gone, depending on how long you're gone... They may decide, we don't need you anymore.
Hey, Amira. Heard about our granddad. He's very sick.
Very sick. He's almost dead.
Almost dead. Maybe we should, you know, go see him.
Yeah. I think we're in his will as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he rich?
Nah, so-so.
If he's rich, maybe he can, the inherited can pay for when we lose our jobs. And I look at Brett like he should be feel guilty.
And Brett does look visibly guilty.
Which is a great joy of Racco, to make him make that face where he kind of, I don't know, it's great.
It's okay, Brian. You might be out of your money, but sister you have, that might not be out of money.
All right, so you're going to put in that request? Yeah, then you just put in an emergency report and hope, fingers crossed, hope for the best. It's also possible, if necessary, when you get back, Brett might be able to, you know, because everything's so automated, you don't even always see the same foreman or managers. He might be able, you know, if somehow they decide that you're not worthwhile anymore, you know, that might be able to be fixed.
I look at you, Brett, and it's like, maybe you can just hack us up into a job so we get paid by doing this.
Or you can switch the schedule around so we won't have to work for a couple of weeks.
No, but listen, if you put us on the payroll and we are out on a job with the ship, we get paid for this.
Yeah.
It's genius, yes?
I mean, yeah, I could probably think of something. You see Brett on one hand trying to think of an idea, and on the other hand being like, let's just deal with this later. And then he nods and goes, yeah, don't worry, I'll come up with something. We'll all come up with something, but for the moment, let's just get on that ship. Get out of here.
Good plan. And Kanika seems excited about that, too. She seems a little overwhelmed, really, that you people are, you know, doing this. I mean, she knows you're her brother, you know, Aviv's brother, but nonetheless, she just seems so relieved. And she's like, I really want to get off the station before any... Those weren't the only two guys, I don't think.
So, who are these guys looking for you?
They were from... They were security from the Janus, the ship we were on.
So... Top secret military type, something like that. Great, wonderful. Well, we'll deal with them when we have to deal with them. But for now, let's get on the ship, follow the flight plan, and start coming up with a plan to get on board. You got any ideas on how to do that? Because I'm unsure on that one.
No, you can't just do things. You have to kind of you have to come to a point where you can improvise, and then you just shoot out into space and that's great, but you have to kind of line it up, Brett Bryan, so everything clicks. It's like a puzzle. Do you understand what I mean? So it might seem unimportant to you where we should be, or if we go on sick leave or everything, but if someone kind of gets digging into this, we could be shut down or hunted down or whatever. Or we get, like, our security passes for the ships or whatever, like, shut down. So I know that you want to get away, but I just want to say that this is not unimportant stuff.
You know, you're right. Okay, no, okay, fine, I agree. What I can do is I can swap... Yeah, I can access the manifests. I swap the right ones round. It can seem like we've gone out on a haul and... it could seem like we were going to go on a haul, but then due to the sick leave, we have to cancel the shift. But again, we are entitled in the contract. I remember that everyone is entitled to, what, you know, 10 days in every 5 years of, you know, paid sick leave. That's in the subsection 2, right? Yeah. You see me remembering these things that probably sound quite banal. So, yeah, there we go. I can make that happen. We get our sick leave, and it's all legal and paid for. Like, I'll do it on board the ship, in fact. I can access the comms from there.
In fact, I mean, you get your bonus from your hacking ability, so I will say that, you know, basically you're able to backdoor in from what you already did.
Excellent. Yeah, basically, I do a little bit of record swapping that actually makes it seem as if we were due to go on a shift. The sick leave, though, comes in effect, and we are actually using our legally entitled time. This does, of course, mean that we won't get that back, but, well, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, let's worry about that later. And I look at you as you decide to do what I suggested, and then I wink, and I say, you know, I'm always right. You don't think it, because you think that I'm a bit, like, of an airhead, you think I'm full of erelouf everywhere, but I'm always right.
I just look at a mirror and smile a little as I finish the work and go, right, okay, it's done.
I just, you know, I just shrug.
All right, so you're going to, you go to the docks to get your ship. The ship you managed to get is the Ebenezer Hazard. It's a gorgeous ship. No, it basically looks like a flying brick, with some little spokes coming off of it. It's about 25 meters long, It requires a crew of two. It does have a PDC. It does have PDC cannons for defense, because you know pirate ships will occasionally target PSS ships. And the one good thing is it does have good juice, because sometimes you need to make a delivery fast, and so it actually has good juice that you know keeps you able to live while you know proceeding at even a full G. I mean, you could go faster than that, but, you know, more than that for a belter for any extended period of time can be dangerous. So, yeah, you get on the thing. It's small. It doesn't really have staterooms. It has a little ops area, piloting area, sort of up front, and then it has two double bunks behind that. So, it really technically only can hold four people. You could fit more in there, because they could sleep in the crash couches and ops, and you can of course hot bunk back and forth. You wouldn't want to have more than four in there for an extended period of time, because the air scrubbers and such, you know, are really only meant to hold up to four people.
And of course I have, as part of the maintenance protocol schedule, scheduled it to be going out pretty soon for a standard long-haul test, just to make sure the main thrusters have actually been fixed. I find myself somewhere to sit and then try and sit back and relax. I really hope we're not going to go very fast, as I've never been a fan of the juice. It always leaves me feeling a little bit sick. This whole thing seems a little unreal to me in a way. It's not the first time I've been involved in something a little dangerous, of course. I think back to what brought me out into space in the first place. The reasons I had to leave home. It wasn't easy leaving my family behind, but it was for the best. I think maybe I should listen to what my sister is saying. After all, she did say to leave her to her fate. But if I'm honest, I can't. She stood by me when I needed her the most. I owe her to do this, no matter what. So I smile at the others as I say, "Well, guess it's time to go out into the void and do some heroic stuff, eh? Just like that James Holden guy or something, right?"
Perfect. Yeah, and you get in your ship. Raku, of course, seems most at home, settling into the pilot seat.
Oh, yeah.
You head out into the dark. To pursue the Janus, you have a couple different options. One is, you could follow the exact route that Kenneka has, or you could attempt to figure out where it's going and triangulate and try and end up there, wherever it's going. Now, if you pursue its route, you could do a higher G burn, like stick at a full G burn for days and hope to actually overtake it. Because the Janus, being a big cargo ship, you know, tends to go, you know, about a third G for a while, and then will actually go on the float for long periods, in which case it just remains at whatever speed it was already at. Whereas if you maintain a full G burn, you could, you know, probably overtake it.
But what is, like, wouldn't they see us coming then?
Yes, they will probably see you coming. It is, you do not believe it, the ship is armed, however.
Like, knowing things about piloting in space, as my character does, what would be the best option? To burn off them, or to do the... try to figure out where they're going?
Well, it depends what your plan is, which I know right now you don't really even have a plan, which is fine. Do you want to get wherever it's going, like, and meet up with it there, or would you rather encounter it in deep space? So it sort of depends how you're approaching this. Like, are you hoping to figure out something that's going on, you know, figure out a way onto the ship or whatever once it's already gotten to whatever station or whatever it's going to? Or do you just want to, you know, try to confront it in the middle of space?
I suppose the question is, can we work out where it's going? Like, what sort of station? If it's going to, like, some sort of military station or installation, then I think we'll be in trouble. But if it's maybe going to, like, a civilian station.
That's a very reasonable question. Can someone, since you asked, why don't you give me an intelligence navigation?
No, I don't have that, but I do have intelligence, and if I do well, I do have knowledge as well, so... So I shall roll 3d6. And I get... 13.
Strangely, based on the calculations of its direction and such, it looks as though it's going to a asteroid. Just like some asteroid out in the middle of the belt. It's just headed toward some random asteroid out in the belt. Now, it could be going somewhere after that, but its destination is going directly towards that asteroid.
I imagine we have this conversation sort of, on the bridge of the ship as we're just maybe lifting out, and I'm maybe looking at a computer screen. I'm just saying, so I think Janus is going to some sort of asteroid, but I don't know if, could there be like a hidden base there or something? Is that bad? What do people think?
I don't know, I just steer the ship, but just tell me what to do if you want me to kind of try to sneak up on them, or if you want to try to get us there faster and intercept them. I can probably do both.
Brett Bryan, it's your Sesata. It's your call. We can go get there before they come, or we can go after them.
Kanika, does this mean anything to you? An asteroid?
No, not at all. I'm sorry. It could be a secret base or something there, I suppose. I hadn't heard anything about where we're going.
In that case, I feel we need to get there before they get to this asteroid.
So waiting for them?
Yes.
Okay. Let's try to do that then.
So you'll do a higher, probably about a full G burn if you're going to try and catch up to them. They will definitely see you coming. because you will be a bright little spot out there. And the other thing is, you will all need to make a constitution test. Especially the belters, because maintaining a full G... Actually, only the belters will need to, because Brett is used to a full G of gravity.
I got double threes, and then a one.
Yeah, I got double sixes, actually.
Oh, you're fine. You could do this forever.
Yeah. It's all the beatings I've taken over the years in the fight room.
And double threes and a one, so that'd be seven. The flight is a little hard on you. Lose one fortune. So by the time you're there, you're just feeling a little bit tired and a little bit worn out. I assume you prefer to lose the fortune rather than become injured or wounded.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So you pursue the Janus for several days. Actually, the better part of a week. Who would be monitoring, the comms and sensors and that sort of thing? It's generally a technology test.
I think it might be me or maybe Brett. As I do, would I need to do, repairs while we're going to make sure we can maintain this burn?
You don't generally, not full repairs, but yes, the engineer pretty much usually is just going around doing maintenance constantly.
Yeah, so I think that's basically what I'm doing most part of the trip then, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to have anything go wrong. So yeah, probably Brett would make the technology test, intelligence technology test.
Well, that is 17.
So you're following along the route you believe the Janus to have taken, and a little off the course, you pick up this radiation bloom from nearby a small asteroid out there. And zooming in with your scopes and such, you see a huge 300-meter cargo carrier that looks like, and it looks to be the Janus. And it just seems to be sort of parked next to this little spinning asteroid. And you wouldn't have even noticed it because it's mostly powered down if it hadn't been for the fact that it's leaking large amounts of radiation from the aft section of the ship. Scanning it, it looks like only about three-quarters of the ship seems to be mostly unaffected. It's only, the back quarter that is, covered in radiation, or at least in lethal radiation. Most of the ship is powered down, although you do get some minimal power coming from a cluster of containers that are attached to the cargo ship.
Does it look like they've been hit? Like, hit by a weapon or hit by an asteroid or something?
No sign of damage, of any physical exterior damage, no.
Should I roll some kind of piloting roll or something?
Not yet. To decide what you want to do. I mean, you don't have to work. There's no danger involved. It's way out there. You'll have to change your course, go off course a little bit if you want to investigate, but it does appear to be the Danis.
As I am a technician, what do I think? What, this is just like a react, like a random accident reactor leak? Like, this is pretty bad, isn't it, for a ship?
It looks like a reactor leak. Yes, yeah, something went wrong with the reactor. Are you all discussing this out loud?
Yes. Again, as we draw in close, I say, all right, team, well, it looks like they've had like a reactor leak. The ship is dead. Would I assume that people would still be on board alive? Like, is their life support okay?
It is. Their life support is minimal. There does appear to be probably some life support. Though, like I said, there's a cluster of cargo pods that are attached to it that do have seem to have full power as well. Kenneka gasps when you mention the radiation leak. That's what I rigged the engines to do, but they should have been able to repair it. Unless... Oh, no. Jimmy always runs those calculations wrong. If they reset the engines incorrectly when we pulled into port, they could have had a full meltdown.
Britt, Brian, can you access their sensors from afar?
Hang on. Normally that would be quite tricky, but I might be able to if, you know, they're not really stopping us.
Well, it's trickier in that their sensors and such aren't even running. Like, they are definitely not scanning you. Their bridge, for the most part, seems to be dead. I mean, like I said, the thing has minimal life support, probably running on batteries.
You know what? I can't actually access the systems because they're not really on.
Of course. So these pods, are they cargo only, or could they be suitable for humans?
Oh yeah, they could definitely be suitable. That happens sometimes, even for transportation ships will like kit out cargo pods with, you know, seats and what have you in them. So yes, you could definitely live inside one of them. And they often connect to the inside.
If there are anyone alive here, they'd probably be in one of them, or all of them.
Well, that's good. All right. Hang on. I start thinking to myself, what's something my sister would know that I could say that would maybe sound like some sort of general transmission? But I'm trying to gamble here that she could respond. And then we'd know basically which cargo ship she's in, if you get my meaning.
Is there something you could... Sure, I mean, there's something that... there's plenty of things from your childhood. But the problem is that she's in a... The ship's probably not picking up anything. Like I said, all their comms and everything seem to be down. Plus, you've got a lot of radiation there, too.
All right. I say to the others. So there could be people in those pods. My sister might be in one. I don't really know how we're going to find out which one she's in without just straight up going to pick a pod and just see who's in it, if anyone.
Well, there's like a cluster of four pods that are next to each other that are all active. That have power. So they're all in the same location in the ship.
Well, I guess you call the shots now, so...
What? You're the one at the pilot seat. It's not like I'm a captain or anything.
What? Me pensa maybe... We go talk to all of them, because I don't know about you, but salvage and maybe some reward for helping might be in the pot as well.
Yeah, my only concern, as Kanika said, is that some of those people on board might want to, you know, kill us all and stop top secret government stuff getting out, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but what I mean is that it's your sister and this is your heist. So you might as well be the captain right now, right?
Well, Raka, when you put it like that, how can I say no? All right. Well, hang on. Kanika, what do you think?
I'm not saying that you will be a good captain. I just say that this is your thing. We are just helping.
What she's saying is that all Tumang are used to pushing people around.
Hey, I resent that.
That as well.
I resent that remark. But Kanika, what do you think?
Well, if all their power's down and their sensors are down, we might be able to get on board without them even knowing we're there.
But do you think my sister's still going to be on board the main ship?
Well, I have... Well, hold on, I can check.
You can?
Yeah, everyone on board the Janus wears an RFID tag. It lets you access certain places or not.
And now you tell us.
So she sits down at a computer real quick and just, you know, runs her... There she is! And you see, like, an image of the Janus comes up, and there's the four pods, and, like, a little light beacon lights up in one of the pods. She's right there.
Excellent. Well, there we go. Racco, pull the ship in. Let's try and intercept that pod. Maybe send a transmission first. What should we say?
Well, there is a docking port that you could use, an access port, but it's about 75 meters to the fore from those pods. So unless you want to blow a hole through one of the pods, which you could. I mean, you could just, you know, use your magnetic clamps and go up against one of the pods and then blow it open if you want. Of course, anybody on the other side, you know, would have a problem.
Now, let's try and enter a little more subtle. We have spacesuits, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, you have vaccines.
Kanika, does his sister have a vaccine? Do they all have vaccines? Do you know?
No, but there should be vac suits by, you know, in the airlock if we go in that way.
We should maybe give them a heads up or something. I don't know.
Yes. See if, Racco, see if you can make a comm connection with that area.
All the radiation, it's not, comms are not working.
Oh, wait, no, of course, that makes sense.
No, I was just thinking spacewalk and bang on the hull or something.
Well, all right then, I guess, Racco, probably you should stay here to make sure the ship can take off. What do you think? Maybe I go and someone else?
There are at least a half dozen other people in that pod with her, Kanika says.
Well, again, if there are people who want to be rescued, I'm happy to rescue people. But if anyone pulls a gun on me and tells me this is government property or you can't be here, like, I don't know. I don't think I have time for that bullshit.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that if we let them, I don't think they'll want to be rescued. And if we let them know we're here, we lose the element of surprise.
Okay. You make a good point. All right. You think we'll be able to subtly get in?
Yeah, and I stand in the way for everything coming towards you.
Okay. Racco, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm just a pilot.
All right, well, in that case, you be ready to take off. Me and Namira, let's try and go out on the ship, get our vac suits ready, try and find an entrance point, get in, find my sister, get her out of there, and just try and get out of here as quickly as we can.
Sounds easy enough.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying where we played The Expanse and the adventure Starcrossed. Our game master was Ian Lemke, who is one of the designers of the game for Green Ronin Publishing, and we were also joined by Jenny Brembari and Anna Karin Linder. The music was created by AlphaZone, Sabled Sun, and Xerxes the Dark, and was used with permission by their label Cryochamber. Check them out at cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for more drone. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyschobert, Nastasha Rollerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, and David Hogbatty for their generous support. And we would of course also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cultivated Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon, as well as play cult with us. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. Four belts of lowdown.